The U.S. Supreme Court told the Environmental Protection Agency to reconsider tougher standards on coal-fired power plants based on their cost to the industry. Richard Rivez directs the Institute for Policy Integrity at the NYU School of Law. He says the EPA already took most of these factors into account. The only issue is whether they should have considered them earlier in the process.
It means in New York the same as it means elsewhere in the country. I don't think that the Supreme Court's decision is going to have much impact on the ultimate fate of coal-fired power plants. We'll continue to shift away from them.
The High Court ruled 5-4 that the EPA must include the cost of compliance before deciding whether a ruling is appropriate and necessary. Jim Pugh with the law firm Earth Justice says the EPA is up against a well-financed campaign from companies that don't want to pay to clean up from their pollution.
Everyone has known literally for decades that power plants are the worst toxic emitters. And the industry has been fighting tooth and nail against controlling its pollution very successfully for years. Even if they succeed in nothing but delaying these controls, they save a lot of money.
The NAACP identified 4 coal plants that have disproportionate negative health effects on New Yorkers of color. Advocates say this latest ruling should not impact efforts to address those concerns. The EPA says the benefits of cleaner air could reach $90 billion per year. Mike Clifford, New York News Connection.